Track 9, Making Waves. Actors Miranda Richardson and Maggie Service bonded over a love of wild swimming on the set of Good Omens. Maggie tells us about the duo's recent charity challenge in a Norfolk beauty spot to highlight the benefits of connecting with nature for well-being and the planet.
"Everything hurts, apart from my heart, which feels full of love and gratitude," says actor Maggie Service, beaming over Zoom. "I'm really proud of us." She is clearly buzzing from completing a charity challenge a few days earlier with her friend, Harry Potter and Blackadder star Miranda Richardson. The pair swam 4 kilometres along the Norfolk coast in an impressive 1 hour and 35 minutes in some choppy conditions on a wild swim mission to raise vital funds for World Wildlife Fund, WWF's work to protect and restore nature. The location for the swim, from Blakeney Harbour across the estuary to Pynchon's Creek on Blakeney Point, was chosen to spotlight the urgent need to protect the UK's precious coastal ecosystems, rivers and wetlands, and to highlight the benefits of connecting with nature for both well-being and the planet. To date, the duo have raised around £21,000. Blakeney is part of what they call a Wholescape programme, which is about working with lots of different charities within the community, trying to find answers to climate crises with nature-based solutions that help the wildlife's habitat, but also our habitat too, explains Maggie, who's appeared in TV shows including Good Omens, Doctor Who and Quiz. "I've never been to Norfolk before. It's a beautiful part of the world." It also tied in with WWF's Prescription for Nature campaign, which both Maggie and Miranda are passionate advocates for. "It's not a wishy-washy thing. There's a scientific proof that the smell of the soil can make our brains feel happier. And looking at green and blue can have a big effect on us," says Maggie. "It's stressful, life, isn't it? And terrible things happen that aren't in our control, and it's very difficult to know how to respond to that sometimes. But if you can give yourself just a little chunk of the day, every day, it doesn't need to be more than 20 minutes, just to sit in the garden, study a leaf, listen to birdsong, open a window, go for a walk, be aware of just you being part of the world. I think it makes the world a better place when we don't think humans are the most important things on the planet." The day of the swim started at 4 a.m. with Maggie and Miranda fueling themselves with porridge. Did Maggie ever have a moment when she wondered how she got herself into that situation? "Our friendship started on Good Omens, talking about nature and swimming and interior design and vodka martinis," she says. Miranda has been a WWF ambassador for decades. She'd been looking for a project and got in touch and asked me if I'd give up for such a thing. And I possibly stupidly said yes to it. And Miranda said, "I thought she was the right one to ask." Saying yes was, of course, the easy part. Months of grueling training to prepare followed. "We're enthusiastic swimmers, but we're not in any way athletic, so it felt like it was going to be fun, and then we realised it was going to be really hard work, and possibly a bit of fun too," says Maggie. "I've swum sort of forever. My dad's up in the Highlands, and it just feels rude not to swim in the loch every day when I'm there. And then when I moved to London, I was trying to find ways to feel like I wasn't in London sometimes. I started swimming in Brockwell Lido all year round, and now I've built up the acclimatisation. I just want to chuck myself in any body of water, lock, sea, bucket. It gets addictive. I think that some people think that it's about conquering it, but for me, it's just about being part of the landscape." And that's why it tied in so well with WWF, because wild swimming is like a magical portal to another universe. You're at eye level with a seal or an otter or a bird, and then you're looking up at these huge mountains. It gives you a whole new view of the world. And when it's cold, you just feel like a superhero. SwimQuest swimming holidays worked out their route and helped them with their training programme. The duo were given free training sessions at Forest Hill Indoor Pools, Brockwell Lido and Beckenham Lake to help them build their technique and endurance, and Finisterre, Wilder Swim and Orca provided their kit. "What I realised is that so much of it is to do with the mind and that brilliant thing that if the mind believes, the body achieves," says Maggie. "So just making sure that mind and body are talking to each other all the time. But we've had all sorts of injuries and I got COVID. For 5 days I couldn't get out of bed. It's really bonded us and changed our friendship now to team status, which is a really lovely thing. On the day, they set out at 7 a.m. Despite the clear skies and bright sunshine, the westerly wind blowing against the tide created some choppy conditions. I was swimming in place for some time. It really felt like a battle, says Maggie. Miranda said every time her head went underwater, she was silently cursing, and I did at one point lift my head and have one really loud swear just to get it out of my system. But it was great. We both had a kayak and a support boat with us, so Miranda had one of her great friends, and I had my lovely dad who'd come off holiday early to support me. And that gave me a right old G-up in the middle when I was thinking that maybe I couldn't do it. I had to really have a word with the mind and just follow the nose of that kayak. Immediately after the swim, Maggie had a hot bath to warm up. Then the pair met up with family and friends for a slap-up lunch. And as they hadn't been drinking alcohol because of their training, Maggie and Miranda celebrated with their favourite tipple, dry vodka martini with three olives. I'm so proud of us. We're not athletes. We're two actors trying to do a nice thing. And I'm so grateful to everybody who has donated and supported us and the kindness of people in Blakeney, says Maggie. Everyone on our support boats and kayaks had all volunteered their time. I really felt like Norfolk was going, go on, girls. Find out more about WWF's Prescription for Nature and Hullscape programmes at wwf.org.uk.